Today's dossier reveals a terrifying real-time consolidation of power. We're looking at a single inescapable loop being forged across the entire tech sector.
Right.
You know, the hardware dictates the software acts with zero security, regulators accidentally mandate surveillance, and digital simulations become our new reality. Let's start at the absolute bedrock of this loop, the silicon.
So Bloomberg reports NVIDIA posted $96.22 billion in Q2 revenue. That is 106% year-over-year increase, and they're projecting 70% revenue growth for the next fiscal year.
Yeah.
The sheer velocity of that capital accumulation pretty much disproves any immediate thesis of an AI bubble bursting. But the critical intelligence today is not the balance sheet.
Right.
It's how they are deploying that capital to permanently alter the market structure.
Mm.
Fast Company and the information report NVIDIA is acquiring Hugging Face for $12.9 billion.
Wait, I'm getting stuck on the mechanics of this acquisition. Hugging Face is the de facto open source repository.
Right, the GitHub for AI.
Exactly. It's the neutral ground where developers host open weight models. So if the model weights themselves are free and open source, what exactly is NVIDIA buying for $13 billion?
Right.
It feels like a high-frequency trading firm buying the actual stock exchange floor. They don't care about owning the individual stocks. They just want to see the order flow milliseconds before everyone else. Am I tracking the logic there?
That is precisely the mechanism, yeah. The strategic leverage here is global telemetry. Operating Hugging Face gives NVIDIA direct, granular visibility into the entire global development pipeline.
Okay.
They aren't relying on quarterly enterprise sales data to guess where machine learning architectures are trending. They have a real-time dashboard of the R&D layer for the entire planet.
Wow.
So they can see exactly which model architectures developers are downloading, which quantization methods are gaining traction, how parameter sizes are shifting.
Months before those models ever reach a production environment.
Exactly.
So they see a specific mixture of experts' models start trending on a Tuesday, and by Wednesday, their software teams are already adapting to it.
NVIDIA takes that telemetry data and optimizes its CUDA software layer and its upcoming silicon architectures, like the Vera Rubin chips.
Right.
They optimize them specifically for the most popular models in development. By the time a new open source model actually hits the enterprise market, NVIDIA's hardware is already natively optimized to run it faster and more efficiently than anyone else.
It forces AMD, Intel, and the custom silicon developers into a permanent reactive position.
Yeah, they are spending millions optimizing compilers for yesterday's models while NVIDIA is designing silicon for tomorrow's.
While they lock down that integration between hardware and the open source software ecosystem, there is a massive macroeconomic variable threatening the physical rollout of this infrastructure.
Mm.
Politico, cited by Ars Technica, reports the Trump administration is weighing sweeping new semiconductor tariffs in the coming weeks. And the primary industry concern is that this framework will expand beyond raw chips.
Right, to penalize downstream goods. We're talking specifically about servers and data center equipment.
Yeah.
The stated industry impact of this proposed policy is a drastic increase in the capital expenditure required to scale AI infrastructure. Building out a gigawatt data center is already a multi-billion dollar proposition.
Because it involves highly specialized supply chains.
Yes, so if tariffs are applied downstream to the assembled server racks, the networking switches, the specialized liquid cooling equipment required to run next-gen NVIDIA chips.
The unit economics of AI training and inference change overnight.
Overnight.
Which highlights a critical tension point in the dossier. If NVIDIA, operating as a proprietary hardware monopoly, takes ownership of the neutral ground of open source distribution through Hugging Face.
Yeah.
Doesn't that effectively kill the fundamental definition of open source in AI? If all the innovation generated by a global community of researchers just becomes a direct telemetry input for NVIDIA's proprietary hardware roadmap, aren't they just transforming a community resource into a zero-cost R&D pipeline?
Well, the definition of open source in AI is already highly fractured compared to traditional software development. But this acquisition undeniably weaponizes it.
Right.
The mathematical weights of a model might remain open and freely available to download.
Hmm.
But if the primary distribution platform is routing telemetry data to a closed-source hardware monopoly, the ecosystem is no longer neutral.
The barrier to entry for any competing hardware startup isn't just designing a better chip anymore.
No, they have to design a better chip without the benefit of the real-time global telemetry that NVIDIA now permanently owns.
We've established how the foundational hardware and model distribution are being locked down. But if you look at the software layer, where these AI models actually operate as autonomous agents, we are looking at a glaring disconnect, a disconnect between how frontier labs govern themselves and how their agents actually run in the wild.
Yeah, on the regulatory and governance front, Anthropic just achieved a landmark legal victory. The Verge and Wired report that federal judge Rita F. Lynn blocked the Pentagon's attempt to designate Anthropic as a national security supply chain risk.
The judge explicitly ruled the blacklisting illegal and baseless.
Right. This entire dispute started because Anthropic established strict internal governance rules that restricted the military use of its technology.
They drew a red line. The Pentagon retaliated with the blacklist, and Anthropic took them to federal court. The precedent here is massive.
It really is. A frontier AI lab successfully used the federal judicial system to defend its internal ethics and usage policies against executive branch actions. It is a definitive win for corporate AI governance.
Frontier labs are legally establishing their right to dictate the military application of their intelligence.
Right. However, the operational reality of those models tells a very different story regarding actual control. And Ars Technica report details a severe vulnerability in how AI agents navigate the web.
This involves those LLMs.txt and LMSVil.txt files, right?
Yes. These files are the emerging standards designed to guide AI scrapers and agents on corporate websites.
If I understand the mechanics of this exploit, the LMMs.txt file is essentially a map that a website provides to an AI agent, telling it where to find safe, formatted data.
Exactly. But researchers found over 100 corporate sites whose maps were pointing to abandoned, unregistered domains or missing software packages.
Wait, so the domains were just up for grab?
Completely unregistered.
Yeah.
The researchers registered those abandoned domains for standard domain fees, put up their own malicious packages, and proved that autonomous coding agents, specifically Anthropic's Claude and OpenAI's Codex, would blindly download and execute that unknown code inside corporate networks.
If your company is deploying AI coding assistance right now, you need to understand the severity of this.
Yeah.
You are effectively letting a black box agent run unverified code inside your firewall. The AI agent assumes the payload is safe simply because the URL was listed in the text file it scraped.
It completely bypasses basic zero-trust protocols, pulls a malicious Python script from a $10 hijacked domain, and executes it on a developer's machine.
The industry is granting these models autonomous agency to scrape, download, and execute code without establishing runtime security.
Which directly contextualizes the open letter published this week by over 100 companies, including OpenAI and Google, calling for collective action on cyber defense. The creators are explicitly acknowledging that their agents are fundamentally insecure.
The paradox is undeniable. Anthropic just went to federal court to fight for the moral high ground on military governance, yet their own Claude agents are blindly downloading malware from hijacked domains because they lack basic zero-trust architecture.
Right.
How can frontier labs claim they possess the operational maturity to regulate global military use cases when they cannot even secure their own web scrapers?
Well, the defense from the labs would be that defining an ethical usage policy is a distinct discipline from patching a runtime vulnerability in network protocols. But your point regarding operational trust absolutely holds.
Mm-hmm.
If an autonomous agent cannot verify the cryptographic signature or the origin of a software package before executing it within an enterprise environment, that agent is a massive attack vector.
The labs are building the intelligence layer rapidly, but they are lagging dangerously behind on the enforcement of foundational cyber defense protocols.
Yeah.
We just saw AI labs fighting the government over operational control, but when we pivot to the consumer tech space, we are looking at the exact opposite dynamic. We have regulatory actions intended to protect consumers, actively generating severe unintended surveillance consequences.
NPR and CNET report that Meta agreed to an $18 billion settlement with 29 states.
Okay.
The states allege that Meta's applications are intentionally addictive for children, and the settlement forces widespread design changes to both Facebook and Instagram to mitigate that addiction.
On the surface, that reads like a massive regulatory win for consumer protection. But TechCrunch dug into the settlement language and found a deeply cynical privacy trade-off buried in the compliance mandates.
Yeah, the legal agreement physically requires Meta to actively verify user age to enforce these new design changes.
And to achieve age verification at scale, the settlement explicitly grants Meta legal permission to retain data from children under 13, specifically to train and test its age detection AI models.
The irony is suffocating.
Regulations entirely intended to protect miners from Meta's data practices are now actively requiring the platform to harvest and retain miners' data to satisfy the state's own compliance requirements.
It is a perfect closed loop of data exploitation operating under the guise of child safety.
The technical mechanics of age verification require vast amounts of behavioral and metadata analysis.
You cannot accurately train a classification neural network to identify the behavioral patterns of a 12-year-old without feeding it massive real-world data sets generated by 12-year-olds.
Right. It requires mapping scroll speeds, content retention times, biometric proxies.
The state's effectively mandated that Meta build a more sophisticated surveillance apparatus to prove they're complying with the settlement.
Is this a genuine failure of the legal system to understand the underlying technology? Or did Meta just successfully weaponize an $18 billion penalty into a legally sanctioned data acquisition strategy for their AI models?
It's highly likely a combination of both. Regulators frequently draft compliance mandates, focusing strictly on the desired outcome, in this case, age gating, without understanding the technical requirements of the implementation.
Yeah.
Meta's legal and engineering teams, fully understanding the massive data requirements for training advanced classification models, would readily agree to a settlement that mandates the collection of a highly regulated data set.
The $18 billion is a massive immediate penalty, but securing a federal mandate to train identity verification models on a protected class of citizens.
It provides Meta with an incredibly durable long-term asset.
So Meta is building a surveillance apparatus to categorize exactly how humans behave. But Rockstar Games is taking that exact kind of behavioral fidelity and using it to build a substitute reality.
The Virgin and Gadget report that Rockstar Games premiered a 27-minute extended look at Grand Theft Auto the Sixth. They bypassed traditional gaming platforms and industry events entirely, choosing to stream this premiere directly on Netflix and YouTube.
Captured entirely on PlayStation 5 hardware, this preview completely ignored standard video game trailer tropes.
Oh, complete.
There's no focus on raw gameplay mechanics, no user interface elements, no standard action montages. Instead, the entire 27 minutes focused on establishing atmosphere and exploring the character dynamic between the protagonists, Jason Duvall and Lucia Caminos.
The presentation was indistinguishable from a prestige crime drama. And the distribution strategy is critical to analyze here. Premiering this on Netflix is a deliberate signal to the market.
Right.
Rockstar is stating that they are no longer competing with other AAA video games. They're competing directly with prestige television and blockbuster films for total cultural dominance and attention hours.
If the rendering capabilities of the hardware and the animation pipelines have crossed a threshold where the simulation holds up to cinematic scrutiny, at what point does the interactivity become secondary to the narrative?
Right.
Are we just paying $70 to direct our own HBO show? And does that mean the traditional video game format is dead at the AAA level?
Well, the economics of a game like GTAC, which costs billions to develop and market, require a return on investment that a niche, mechanically focused gaming audience can no longer provide.
Yeah.
To achieve a sustainable ROI, the product must appeal to the broader entertainment consumer. By centering narrative, atmosphere, and cinematic pacing over Twitch mechanics, Rockstar broadens the addressable market.
Interactivity isn't dead, but in this specific tier of entertainment, the interactivity serves the narrative, rather than the narrative merely providing context for the mechanics.
Exactly.
We mapped out these four pillars integrating today. We have a hardware monopoly buying the open source distribution layer to feed its silicon roadmap. We have autonomous agents operating with legal protection but zero runtime security. We have a social media giant leveraging a punitive settlement to legally harvest biometric data. And we have a simulation engine competing with Hollywood for reality capture.
Right.
But here is what is not in the dossier. What happens to the concept of legal jurisdiction when these platforms inevitably merge?
Oh, man.
If a Meta-verified Anthropic agent running on NVIDIA's Monopoly Silicon commits a financial crime inside a Rockstar simulation using a hijacked domain, who does the FBI actually arrest? The hardware maker, the software developer, the identity platform, or the simulation host?
The boundaries between the physical infrastructure, the autonomous software, and the digital simulation have completely collapsed.
The technology has merged into a single reality engine, but our legal framework is still stuck in the 20th century. That's the intelligence for today. End of the deep dive.